Hi, I'm Jason Robinson, pastor of Mountain Baptist Church in Fairmont, West Virginia, and I wanted to show you how you can know 100% sure that you're going to heaven when you die. The Bible says in 1 John 5:13, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." So the Bible tells us very clearly that we can know 100% sure that we have eternal life and that we'll go to heaven when we die. But there are a lot of beliefs out there as far as how we get saved, how we go to heaven, what we must do, what we must not do. But the Bible's very clear on how we can know that. First of all, the Bible teaches that we need to first realize that we're sinners. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." So first of all, the thing that we need to understand is that we've all sinned, we've all broken God's commandments, and sin is the transgression of the law. And so once we realize that, hey, we've told a lie, we've stolen something, we've done something to break God's commandments, then we realize that we have sinned. But then the Bible says in Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death." So because we've sinned, we have actually a punishment for our sin, and that is death. But it's not just a physical death. Actually, this is dealing with a physical death, but also a spiritual death, which would be in hell. The Bible says in Revelation 20:14, "And death and hell were cast in the lake of fire." This is the second death. And so we see that there's actually a second death, which would be in the lake of fire or in hell. And the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." So the Bible teaches that obviously there's a lot of bad sins that you could commit to be cast in the lake of fire, but that last one gets all of us because we've all at least told a lie before. It says all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone. And so we've all at least told a lie before. And the Bible even says, like, God be true, but every man a liar. So once you realize that you've sinned, and that also the Bible teaches that because we've sinned, we're all in the same spot in the fact that we deserve death, we deserve hell. But the good news is that God does not want us to go to hell. The Bible actually teaches that God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. It says he'll have all men to be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. So God actually wants everybody to get saved, and he doesn't want anybody to go to hell. And it says in Romans 5:8, "But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." And so this is why Jesus Christ came into the world. And obviously the story is that he was born of the Virgin Mary, and that's how he came into this world. And the Bible says that when he was born of the Virgin Mary, he would be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. So actually, Jesus is both man and God. And he was God before he came, but he was God manifest in the flesh, the Bible says. So when Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary, he lived pretty much 33 years on this earth. And when he lived on this earth, he never sinned. The Bible says that he did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. He was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. And so when Jesus was on the earth, he never sinned. He was perfectly man and perfectly God. And at the end of his life, though, he was actually betrayed and he was crucified. But when he was crucified on the cross, the Bible says that he was made to be sin for us who knew no sin. And the Bible says, "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree." So when Jesus died on the cross, all our sins were put on him as if he had done it. And when he died with all our sins on him. And actually his soul, the Bible says, was in hell for 3 days and three nights. It says, "This spake he of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses." So the Bible says that his body was put into a tomb, but his soul was actually in hell for 3 days and three nights because he paid for our sins both physically and spiritually. But on the third day, the Bible says that he rose again. And so that's the gospel, is that he died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Now, the bad news is that we are all sinners and that we deserve to go to hell. But the good news is that Jesus died for our sins and paid for those sins when he died on the cross and rose again the third day. So the bad news was for the wages of sin is death, but the good news is in that same verse in Romans 6:23, where it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So the Bible says that salvation is actually very simple. It's actually a gift. So when Jesus died on the cross and rose again the third day, he purchased the gift of salvation for every single person that ever did live or ever would live. And he's giving it to us as a gift. So if I were to give someone a gift, obviously a gift is something that should be free to the person accepting it. And so if I were to give you this Bible and I said this is a gift to you, then if I asked for a dollar, that wouldn't be a gift. Or if I asked for anything in exchange for that gift, it wouldn't be a gift. So the same thing with salvation is that if Jesus were to ask anything from us, whether it's go to church, whether it's get baptized, whether it's tithe, whether it's do any good things for him, keeping his commandments, then it would cease to be a gift. It also says it's eternal life. So if something's eternal or everlasting, then it's something that's going to go on forever. So if I were to give you a gift and I said it's going to last forever, if it didn't last forever, then it wasn't really everlasting. So the same thing with salvation is that it's eternal life, therefore it's something that's going to last forever. If you were to go to a place called the second death or to hell, then that wouldn't be everlasting life, and therefore it wasn't really everlasting. So why we believe we can know we're going to heaven or be 100% sure is because, first of all, it's a gift. We didn't earn it. We don't deserve it. But also, it's eternal. So it's something that once you have it, you have it forever. So once saved, always saved. Eternal security, as we would say. But the Bible teaches that there's something we have to do to get that salvation. So that gift's out there for everybody. But there's something we must do. And someone asked that question as far as what must I do to be saved. And if you go to Acts chapter 16, verse 30 and 31, the Philippian jailer actually asked Paul and Silas that question. He said, and it says, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. So actually, the only thing that we have to do to be saved is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, one of the most famous verses in the Bible is John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And the Bible also states that he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten son of God. So the Bible teaches that it's actually just by faith that we're saved, and it's not by works. And it actually says in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So from Genesis to Revelation, it's always been by faith. Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. In the Old Testament, David described the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works. But even in, you know, coming into the New Testament, Jesus is saying it's by faith. And in the New Testament, it says it's by faith, not by works. And so you don't have to be a good person to go to heaven. Actually, if you are trying to be a good person to go to heaven, you're not going to make it. So you actually have to put your full faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. So when we say believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that's not just believing who he is or even what he did, but you're putting your trust in what he said he would do for you. And Abraham believed God and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. But it says about that he was fully persuaded that what he had promised he is able also to perform. So if you believe you can lose your salvation, then you are not fully persuaded that he's actually going to perform that which he promised to you, which is that he's going to give you a gift of eternal life. And so the Bible is very clear that salvation's eternal, salvation's free, and it's just by believing. But also it states that we have it the moment we believe. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. And one of my favorite verses in the Bible is John 5:24, where Jesus says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. So that verse not only states that we have everlasting life right now, because it says hath everlasting life or has everlasting life. But it also states that we will not go into condemnation, meaning that in the future, we cannot go into condemnation. So salvation's very simple. And if you believe what I showed you or what I presented to you about salvation, actually, it's very simple to be saved. And the Bible actually says there's a way that we can express to God that we want that gift of salvation. And basically, a way that we can put our trust in Him is by calling upon the name of the Lord. And in Romans chapter 10 and verse 13, it says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And basically, to call upon the name of the Lord is just to call out to Him in prayer. That could be audibly, that could be in your heart. But basically, it's to pray to God to ask Him for that salvation by faith. If you believe what I showed you from the Bible, and you want to call upon the name of the Lord for salvation, then just bow your head and close your eyes and repeat after me. "Dear Jesus, I believe that I'm a sinner and that you died on the cross for my sins. I'm trusting you to take me to heaven and give me eternal life. Please save me. Amen." Now, if you believe that in your heart, then that's all it takes in order to go to heaven. It's just that faith that Jesus is going to save you, give you eternal life, and that's it. And so if that was a blessing to you, or if you made a decision to put your faith in Christ, then please contact us at mountainbaptistwv@gmail.com. Or you can visit our website at mountainbaptist.org, and you can find out where our church is located in Fairmont, West Virginia. And hopefully we can hear from you. But I hope this was a blessing to you. God bless and have a good day.